that means football on TSN. Tonight, Rider, Ticats, come on in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to CFL Easy Picks. We are going on to week 9. My co-host this evening, fellow Iron Man of CFL Easy Picks, heavy set.
How's it going, eh?
I heard about you're eating some food, eh?
That's right. I'm getting the McGangbang on in my mouth.
And along with McGangbang, we have Mr. Old School.
What do I say to that? Yeah, sure. Go for it. Fucking there's a party in my mouth and everybody's coming.
It's true from what I've heard. So
I'm thankful the show doesn't have standards and practices.
Yeah. Just don't listen to this shit.
That's why I put a bumper before all beer inside with the whole views and opinions are expressed are those solely of the podcasters. So, let's get into the news. In Calgary's news, Stampeders.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Wrong show, you asshole. If you want to use your own clips on your own show, get back to doing your own show.
I don't do my show first. I need to. My clips are abandoned.
Hey, back. Hey, where's that episode that we did a month ago?
Still working on it.
Yeah.
Should be out next week.
So, Calgary Stampeders quarterback Bo Levi Mitchell says he's being fined by CFL Commissioner Jeffrey Orridge for a tweet he sent out last week about the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. In the tweet last Monday, Mitchell made reference to the reported story that, among other roster violations, Saskatchewan had non-roster players staying in Regina that could be signed at any time, an arrangement that is against league rules. Bo Levi Mitchell tweeted, "I bet none of the people they signed needed flights, ... or ellipses. Riders have been signed $60,000 and their salary cap is being reduced for illegal practices."
Hold on, but did the quarterback get fined too for the tweet?
The quarterback, who plays for Calgary, is getting fined.
That's bullshit.
Oh, hey.
Sorry.
You don't tweet shit about that kind of stuff in CFL. This isn't the NFL where you're like, yo, I heard this guy. I heard Romo gets Eiffel Towered by Brady.
No, but that's different. Wasn't it correct what he said?
Well, it's hearsay. You know, oh, I bet you none of these guys had to do something.
Yeah, but he's just smack talk. I don't see how that's such a big deal.
It's against league practices.
To tweet. It says in the league practice you can't tweet.
It's a dick tweet.
So there's a rule against dick tweets specifically.
Here, so Mitchell responded, "I wouldn't say I wish that I hadn't done it. I felt something needed to be done about it. I could have gone about it in a different way, but at the moment I thought that it was a necessary way. I thought it was the necessary way, and that's why I did it. So I'm not going to back away from it. I'll tell you the reason I did it, and that's why. I thought public pressure would help the most out of anything, and obviously it helped a little bit."
Well, so it worked. It's not like you said, your first example, Eiffel Tower or whatever, or the CFL commissioner is a fucking rapist, or he fucking mutilates animals or something. This is like he's pointing out something that is the case. And so he gets fined? That is absolute bullshit.
Is what it is. And so apparently Mitchell spoke with Commissioner Orridge. "Yeah, I will be fined on the subject mainly because of the tweet that actually broke it down that said extra players, extra practices, all that. Whether or not, it's not a question about being right. Sometimes it's wrong to be right. It's a question of the way I went about it and keeping it in-house, talking with my guys and talking with the CFL if I have a complaint just to be scrutinized." So, you know, you got to keep things to yourself sometimes, man. You just shut the fuck up about it. And that's big news from Calgary, because it's rather CFL.
You know what? I'm not even a Stampeders fan, but I think that's absolute bullshit. Fucking tyranny of the CFL executive committee. They can, and I hope they're listening. I hope they try to find me and they can all suck my balls. Thank you.
His real name is...
No, that's fine. You can find me at Killer Carpe Diem on Twitter.
Hey, we've already know who you are.
His real name is Andy Anderson. He lives in Iowa. So,
and he's actually a Winnipeg fan.
Yes.
All right. In Alouettes news, Carter to play Friday in rematch against the Red Blacks. Jerron Carter has reappealed his one-game suspension and is waiting for a decision from the CFL. He's appealing that one-game ban where he shoulder-checked the head coach of the Red Blacks, Rick Campbell, and Rick Campbell took a bit of a dive. I'm just going to say that. And there's a big kerfuffle on the sideline afterwards. That's right, kerfuffle. Canadian for brawl. And so Carter will be playing Friday against the Red Blacks. Think he'll pull the same shit or they'll go after him? What do you guys think?
So he won?
No, so his appeal was supposed to be processed today, which is we're recording Wednesday, and they had not made a decision yet, so he re-put in his appeal again to make sure he wouldn't get banned for this game.
Okay, and so it's just going to get prolonged then?
Yeah, right now he can play until a decision is made on the
way. So is it advantageous to play the next team, or is it better? Wouldn't you want to just get it over with?
Well, I would figure he would have gotten it over with the first week after after it was announced he'd be suspended. But, I mean, you're losing pay, right? And I don't think you can really afford to lose pay in the CFL.
So is he just going to postpone to, like, the last game?
Probably. Okay. Or, like, make a decision because most teams have two bye weeks now because of the way the schedule is and because there were 9 teams in the league. So he might just, you know, say screw it in a week that we're playing against, let's say, Saskatchewan. I mean, Carter is leading the Alouettes in receiving yards with 564 and 3 touchdowns in 7 games so far this season. So he's our best wide receiver. So we got to keep fighting for him to keep him out there. And that'll be all for our team's news. As per usual, TSN power rankings. Calgary's in first because 5-1-1. They're doing
when
great.
They're not busy being fine.
Well, just Bo Levi Mitchell. Second place is the BC Lions. I mean, basically are fighting for first in the West. Third place, we have the Red Blacks leading quite nicely in the East, followed by the Eskimos. Fifth place, we have the Tiger Cats. Sixth place, we have the Blue Bombers, who are becoming the turnover kings in the league. They're leading turnovers in the league right now, and they're starting to look better and better every week. Seventh place, the Argonauts. Eighth place, the Alouettes. And in last place, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
So what you're telling me is technically right now the team in first place is the New England Stampeders.
Yeah, I guess so.
Quarterback having problems with the commissioner. They're in first place.
Yeah, except I think he'll just accept his fine and not fight it out and go to federal court and all this other
arbitration bullshit. Is just them saying I'm sorry back and forth but for 40 times.
Hey, you be ready. When Canada takes over the world, we'll be sorry. All right. Glory. And anybody who listens to this who doesn't know the WWE will not get that. So, really going to burn into the ground, aren't you?
No idea what you're talking about.
All right. Week 9 standings in association with StableWars.com. Still in first place, the mayor with 20. Tied for second.
I hate that mayor.
Tied for second, myself and Mr. Heavyset with 17.
Yeah.
After that, we have a 3-way tie for fourth. With Mattson.
Hold on. Third, you mean, right?
Well, no, because we have
I get
tie
it.
For second, so then you skip to the next number.
Math is hard.
Think about it, Scott Steiner.
You got 2, and I got 8. That means we got 16.
So, 3-way tie for fourth, we have Mattson, the mop jockey, and Mr. Old School with 15 points.
He's back.
That's not the first time he's been in a 3-way.
It ain't gay if it's in a 3. Well, actually, with 3 dudes.
Okay. Tied for 7th, we have Legend Killer 003 and GM Bike with 13. Tied for 9th.
GM Bike in his 7th. I got nothing.
You're above him. Tied for 9th, we have Cochise and AA Andy Anderson with 12.
You should ask him how your ass smells.
11th place, we have the Dark Spirit with 9. And then 12th place, we have Kanye West with 8. Who actually made picks last week.
Kanye West needs to come back, man.
He made picks last week, and he has not made picks yet this week. Picks are, for those from StableWars.com who are listening, picks are due Friday, August 19th by 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we only play Friday and Saturday in the CFL this week.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
So starting the week off, we have the Alouettes visiting the Red Blacks. The Alouettes are 2-5, facing the first place in the East to Ottawa Red Blacks at 4-2-1. The Red Blacks are favorited by 9.5 points. Let's start with Mr. Old School.
The Red Blacks.
Mr. Heavyset.
The Red and Black Attacks.
Yeah, as much as I don't want to take them, the smart money is.
Oh, you even gave up on your own team, and now I'm the hypocrite, right?
Following that game in the West End, we have battle for first in the East. We have the Calgary Stampeders at 5-1-1 facing the BC Lions, who are at 5-2. The Lions are favorited by 3 points. Jets. Mr. Heavyset.
I'm going to go with Stampeders.
Mr. Old School.
I think the quarterback's pissed off because of the fine, so he's going to come back better than ever. Stampeders.
Yeah, Stampeders, myself as well. They're just the better-looking team in the end. BC's only favorite because they're at home.
The quarterback for the Stampeders needs to get himself a supermodel girlfriend. I think that's the way we're going with this. And if you're listening to this, deflate by a couple PCI. No one will notice. Just since you're in the Canadian League, just say you're sorry and they'll forgive you instantly. Trust me.
You say you were measuring it by inches and not centimeters.
Yeah.
Good times. All right. Saturday afternoon game. We have the Edmonton Eskimos visiting the Toronto Argonauts. The Eskimos are favorited by 2.5 points. I will begin. I'm going to take the Argos. Mr. Old School.
The Toronto is pronounced Toronto with one T.
Toronto.
You do not pronounce the second T.
Toronto.
If you're from Toronto, you don't pronounce the second T.
Toronto.
Toronto. Toronto. Yeah,
who are you taking?
Toronto.
You're an asshole. Mr. Heavyset.
It's very similar to in Kentucky. There is Louisville, but it's spelled Louisville. And if you're from it, you will pronounce it Louisville.
I thought it was Louisville.
Yeah, for us, it's Louisville.
Well, Louisville, but a lot of people say Louisville.
Louisville, like Louisville. L-U-A-ville?
Louisville. Like it just kind of spills Louisville. Out of your mouth. Louisville.
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 Okay, stop. Or else we're going to be getting on this all night, and what we have to record after this isn't going to happen. Heavyset, Eskimos or Argonauts?
I'm going to go Eskimos.
And to end the week, we have the 1-6 Saskatchewan Rough Riders visiting the 3-4 Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Tiger Cats are favorited by 10 points. Mr. Old School.
This is a really tough one.
Rough Riders.
Tiger Cats.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Hammertown Tiger Cats. Heavyset?
Forget those cheating Rough Riders. I'm going with Hamilton Tiger Cats.
And we have our picks in for the week. Unfortunately, no tweets. Just a couple of retweets. Eurovision Showcase is following us now. Winnipeg Watch retweeted Mr. Old School's picks from last week.
Yes.
He tweeted Winnipeg.
Winnipeg Watch, baby.
And not much else. I mean,
we got another like on the first episode.
Yeah, on the first episode, we got another like. It's crazy. So I don't know what's going on with that, why it's so popular.
People are loving the first episode.
Love the first episode. No emails either. So I guess that ends it this week. Mr. Old School, outside of the soon-to-be All Beer Inside.
Aren't you missing a segment?
Oh, Heavyset Trivia. All right.
Good job.
All right, as of week 8, Heavyset's record is 7 correct, 10 incorrect. This week's questions are about the Calgary Stampeders. I made them pretty simple, I think. So question 1, how many jerseys have the Stampeders retired as of 2016? 6, 7, or 8?
7.
Correct. Glorious! All right, question 2, who is the current general manager of the Stampeders? Matt Dunnigan, Jim Baker,
Mick Foley.
John Huffnagel?
John Huffnagel.
Correct. Glorious. Question 3. True or false? The Stampeders have never won back-to-back Grey Cups.
False.
Incorrect.
I'm not impressed by your performance.
They have never won back-to-back.
But you almost got the trifecta there, man.
Still up to 9-11 now. So.
Coming back, brothers.
Yeah, coming back slowly. You've only had one really bad week, I think, and that's it.
The cream of the crop.
So that's it for Heavyset Trivia of the CFL. Mr. Old School, where can we find you on
at oldmovies.net? Bye.
All right, Mr. Heavyset.
At NFL Easy Picks. Bye.
And myself, at Killer Carpe Diem. At CFL Easy Picks. Get your shit in. CFL Easy Picks at gmail.com. As well.
Check it out.
And finally, at All Beer Inside, if you ever have stuff, we recorded an episode. Once that comes out, you'll hear that. Send us your stuff. It's your show next time. The only person who participated was Heavyset.
Speaking of All Beer Inside, we actually mark out at Andy Anderson during the episode, and you'll hear why.
Yeah, and that's about it.
I think Heavyset knows why, because he's seen the chat.
Yeah.
How many months do I have to wait for that episode? Are we talking like October?
Yeah, Carp. How long is it going to take, man?
I'm actually going to start working on it tomorrow. So
next year.
So a week. I'm hoping a week.
It'll probably be out before Old School.
Probably.
That's great.
All right. And from our past, So from our podcast,
Have
a good night.
You got to keep this shit in.
Oh, Canada, have a good night. Bye.
We eat Smarties, you eat M&M's, and you think all our money looks pretend. Yeah, we got Bryan Adams, hey, you got Bruce Springsteen, but we can't drink in bars when we're just 19. You got Brad Pitt, but we got Keanu Reeves, but we got the best lake fishing, you best believe. Yeah, you make fun of us cause we spell color with a U. You think you're all that, Mr. Red, White, and Blue. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a longer field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here. We got stronger beer. You got Dunkin' Donuts, we got Timmy's. We got more land, but bro, you got more cities. You sure love the NFL, MLB, and the NBA. But to the great white north, hockey is the only game. Hey, we say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch on your TV. You got a stronger armor down there, but men up here, we got stronger beer. So here's to you, my southern neighbor. All kidding aside, it takes me 6 beers to get pissed drunk, but for you, it takes 9, sucker. We say hey, you say y'all. Yeah, we both got pro football. Except we got big balls and a long field. We say Z, you say Z. Sure, we watch all your teams.